A national conservation group describes a proposed winter use management tool for Yellowstone National Park as a step in the right direction. The park implemented a new snowmobile lottery system this winter. Officials say it established a foundation for an adaptive management program now under consideration. The plan would gather data on how snowmobiles and snow coaches affect factors from wildlife to air quality. The data could then be used to tweak its winter use plan as needed. Bart Melton of the National Parks Conservation Association likes what he sees so far.
I think adaptive use and adaptive management will allow the public, the Park Service, to work together in the coming years to continue to allow the plan to evolve so use at Yellowstone, again, balances protection of the resources at the highest standard with visitor use.
Melton says he even sees potential for adaptive management techniques for bison within Yellowstone's ecosystem. Hearings will be held next week on potential revisions to the government's Yellowstone Bison Management Program. Yellowstone National Park's new snowmobile lottery system was a hit this winter with at least one national motorized access group.
The only thing that went wrong was the weather.
That's Jack Welch of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. Welch says despite this winter's lousy snow conditions, the park's new winter rules worked well. They allow a limited number of unguided snowmobiles into the park each day in winter. The rules also set requirements for pollution control equipment for snowmobiles and snow coaches. Park officials now want to get public feedback on proposed adaptive management rules. If implemented, Welch says the park could more easily adjust its winter use plan.
Through adaptive management, the Park Service would be able to make certain adjustments to the winter use plan after doing additional monitoring and research without having to go back and do either a complete new plan, a supplemental plan, or an amendment.
Yellowstone's draft adaptive management plan is open for public comment until August 21st.